So Trump has called for a pause in weapons to Ukraine, and Democrats have gone crazy, and many of the Republican war hawks have gone crazy and said, how can we do this? We have to keep sending weapons. We can't abandon our ally. Well, you know what? It might be that Zelensky wants to keep fighting an unwinnable war that is only killing more and more soldiers from both sides. But the majority of people in Ukraine do not. If you look at the opinion polls, it shows that the majority want a quick negotiated solution to this war. The majority are willing to concede territory if it means ending this war. And that's what we have to do. Trump is trying to push Zelensky to the negotiating table, and that is a good thing. I also hear all these Democrats saying, it's in our security interest to keep sending weapons to our ally in Ukraine. In our security interest? Really? It's in our security interest to send more than $180 billion of our tax dollars that have already gone to Ukraine? I don't think so. I can think of a lot better use for $180 billion to help people who are having a difficult time in this country, paying for their groceries, paying for their rent, paying for their health care. So I think it is in our national security interest to get both sides to the negotiating table and end this war. Yes, Russia should be condemned for starting it. It should never have invaded. But now we're at a point 3 years later where we must find a negotiated solution. And this is one of the few things where I support what Trump is doing.